Coast Radio News for Monday, December 7, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Department is reporting that a prominent Waldport businessman died yesterday from injuries he apparently received from an intruder. Mark Campbell, co-owner of the Crestview Golf Course in Waldport, apparently heard a prowler in an adjacent apartment at his home. Campbell's wife called 911 to report a burglary in progress on South Crestline Drive in Waldport and told dispatch that her husband was fighting with a suspect at the time of the call. The incident happened yesterday morning around 3:30. No arrests have been made, and the Lincoln County Sheriff is asking for help from anyone who might have knowledge of the incident. Campbell, a longtime member of the Waldport City Council, was 66. It was a sad milestone over the weekend as the state surpassed the 1,000 mark in deaths associated with the coronavirus. There were 60 new deaths reported. 30 of them came in Friday's report and another 24 in Saturday's. The state also reported a record 2,176 cases on Friday, and for the three-day period ending yesterday, the state climbed 5,313 cases. There are now 84,496 total cases for the state. In Florence, there were also three new cases added to the 97439 zip code over the weekend, bringing that total to 51. That totals seven new cases in just 1 week. Coast Radio News reached out to Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health to see if they were tracking an outbreak in the area or if the cases are a result of community spread. There's been no word back as of yet. Hospitalizations are also up in Lane County with 54 individuals currently in the hospital. 12 of those individuals are in the ICU and 3 are on a ventilator. Businesses in Florence are eligible to take advantage of $3.8 million in grant funding through small business grants available from Lane County. Based on the number of employees, business owners can receive up to $25,000. The grant process will remain open until Sunday, December 13th. Information and applications for the grants are available at Community Lending Works' website at communitylendingworks.org. If eligible, the sole proprietor can receive $7,500, and that increases with the number of full-time employees a business employs. Governor Kate Brown says that a complete shutdown of the state's economy to try to stop the spread of the coronavirus would decimate the state. The conversation had come up, but Brown says that the state is already in economic danger, and without help, the state will not be able to withstand another shutdown.
Frankly, it's just not sustainable if we move to a complete shutdown mode without federal assistance.
Brown, in a news conference on Friday, says she believes that the spread of the virus can be curtailed, but it will take the efforts of all Oregonians to make that happen. The hopes of a vaccine on the horizon is good news, but Brown says that there is still danger out there and the vaccine is just the beginning of what needs to happen to stop the virus. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, December 7, 2020.